Shalom Aleichem Rabbosei. Today's daf is Erevin daf Yudalad. As always, this shir is, and all the shirim in Maseches Erevin are the Schus Refuah Shleima for Chaim Ben Yamin Mordechai Ben Aido. We are at the Mishnah on Yugimel Mabez at the bottom. After yesterday's light and easy daf, today we have a little bit more complicated. We have some math, which I certainly personally do not look forward to, but we need to learn all aspects of the Torah, even if you don't necessarily enjoy. I certainly do not enjoy math, but okay. Either way, let's get into it. The Mishnah says like this. We're at the Mishnah again on the bottom of Yud Gimel base. Korah Sha'amru. This Korah that we've been talking about, again, that goes across the top of Amabui. So, Rechava Kedei Lekabel Ariach. It needs to be wide enough, it needs to be thick enough in order to be able to support an Ariach. What's an Ariach? Ariach is Chatzi Levena Shel Shlosha Tfachim. It's half a brick of three Tfachim, meaning a brick that is 1.5 Tfachim wide. Daya lekorash te rechava tefach, and it's enough for this korah to be one tefach wide, kedei lekabel ariach lo rochbo, to be able to support this brick lengthwise, or widthwise, meaning it has to line up, it has to be going in the same direction. As we'll, the Gemara will ask, well, that's not, you know, you have, if it's 1.5 tefachim and the korah is only one tefach, so how does that exactly work out? You have some parts of the brick jutting off. Do you actually need a brick, or just needs, is that just like kind of how strong it has to be? Okay, all right, we'll talk about it. So the korah, now, the korah that we mentioned, again, the Mishnah is a little bit funny wording, but the korah that we mentioned, rachva kedei lekabel ariach, it has to be wide enough and thick enough to be able to be support this brick, ubriya kedei lekabel ariach, and it also has to be healthy. Bria literally means healthy, but it means to be strong enough, sturdy enough to support this brick. Rabbi Yehuda omer rachva afa pisha in bria. Right? Rabbi Yehuda says no. It doesn't really need to be strong enough to support a brick. Ha'isa shel kashra shel kanim, and along those same lines, if it was made out of straw or reeds, ro'en oso ki'ilu hi shel mateches. We see, we view it as if it's made out of metal, and obviously, right, it can then therefore support the brick. Akuma, if it's bent, ro'en oso ki'ilu hi pshuta, we view it as if it is straight. Agula, if it's circular, so then ro'en oso ki'ilu hi merubas, we view it as if it is square. And then his is the where the math comes in, and that's what we'll use as a jumping off point. Kol sheyesh be'akefo shlosh tvachim, anything that has a circumference of three tvachim, yesh bo rochav tefach, has one tefach diameter. And this is the concept obviously known as pi. And pi 3.14, etc. That is the diameter. Except, obviously, you may notice that the Mishnah said the diameter is 3 to 1, not 3.14 to 1. But Gemara will discuss that. Don't worry about it. The Gemara will discuss that. So it says, the Hilge Gemara, Tefach, why do we require that the Korah is one Tefach wide? Tefach u'metzaboy. Right? If the brick is 1.5, so we should require that the board, that the korah should also be 1.5 tefachim wide. So when it says, "Kevin derachav lekabel tefach," since it's wide enough to support a tefach of it, so either chatzit tefach malavin le betina, the other half a tefach, you can kind of put some cement on there and smooth it out. Mashu mehaygizu, a little bit on this side, a little bit on that side, and vekaima, and then it will stay. Meaning you can just kind of add on a little bit to the korah, and then it'll be fine. Amar Rav Bar Avuna, korah sha'amru, this korah, tzricha shetei bria, the kedei lekabel ariach, right, Pasin said it needs to be able to hold the brick, has to be strong enough. Umamide korah, but the supports on the korah, right, we had talked about earlier, perhaps, let's say, there's some sort of L-shaped support that the korah is on top of, it's not, you know, directly on top of the walls of the Mavui, that might be good. So anything that's supporting the Korah, does not need to be strong enough to be able to support the brick and the Korah. For Rav Chisda, Amar Rav Chisda said, no, both of them need to be strong enough to support both the weight of the Korah and the brick. And that's, again, that's a proper, that's how you set up a proper heker. But that the permanence, meaning a permanent, it needs to be have some sort of permanence, right? If you're going to tell me that it needs to be able to support a brick, so it needs to have some sort of permanence. It can't be, you know, a piece of straw that'll get blown away in the wind. It needs to be, have some sort of permanence, and that's how we measure it. Okay. Amar Rav Sheshes, Hiniach Korah Agavi Mabui. Let's say you put a Korah on top of a Mabui. Uporas Alea Machatzelas. And then you threw over it some sort of Machatzelas, some sort of mat. Vihigbia Min HaKarka Shlosha. And it is three Tvachim or more off the ground, meaning the mat is three or more Tvachim off the ground, meaning you don't say Lavud. So then, Kora Enkan, Mechitz Enkan. So you basically messed yourself over because you don't have a Kora because you can't see it. And a Mechitza, well, a Mechitza needs to be down to the ground. And you don't have Lavud. And you can't, what's it called? Well, we'll see in a second why. Kora Enkan, Mechasya, right? The Kora is not here because it's covered and you can't see it. Mechitza Enkan, Dehavile Mechitza Shekidim Bokenva. Because it's a mechitza that goats can walk under. Right, I take it back. It's not a lavud issue. Because the chora, you would say a good achis or asik. I always get confused as to which is up and which is down. But if gidim bokenbo, if you have some sort of mechitza, but goats can walk through it, we've found that concept before a little bit by fish in Masechet Shabbos. That fish can swim in and out of nets. Okay, but here for sure, if they're gedi, right over there, we said that that's not a problem. But here, if you can get a gedi, can walk through a mechitza, so then it's not going to be considered a halacha mechitza. So therefore, if you have a korah and you throw a mat over it and you have enough tefachim for the goats to get underneath, so you do not have a mechitza and you do not have a korah and you are not allowed to carry that mavui. Tanur rabbanu v'lad in a brisa. Korah shehayotza mikotel zeh ve'ino nugas mikotel zeh. Let's say you have a korah that goes out from one wall, but does not touch the other wall, meaning you have a space. V'chein shtei koros, achas yotza mikotel zeh ve'achas yotza mikotel zeh. Or if you have two koros, one goes out from one wall, one goes out from the other wall, ve'ino nugas zu v'zu, they don't touch each other. So pachos mishlosha ein tzarech lahavi korah cheres. If it's less than three tefachim between the korahs, so then, ein tzarech lahavi korah cheres. Then you do not need to bring another korah, right? Because this you have lavud, and we view it as if it's as if the whole entire entranceway is closed off. Shlosha, if it is three, so then tzarech lahavi korah cheres. Then you do need to bring another korah, meaning it's no good. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and this is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's shita in terms of lavud. Pachos midalad in tzarech lahavi korah acheres arba tzarech lahavi korah acheres. That he simply holds that the concept of lavud is four tefachim, as we've seen before. V'chein beit koros hamat imos zubazu, and so too, if you have two koros that are next to each other, that are matim, that is right. I mean, they are one on top of the other. One second. I'm not sure exactly what this case is. Hold on. How this is different than the other one. I mean, the one that we just quoted is one korah is kind of stuck in one wall, and another korah is stuck in the other wall, and then you have a space in between the korahs, and it doesn't span the entire width of the entranceway of the mavui. This case is shtei koros hamatimos, two koros that are literally matim, means they're like twins. I'm not sure exactly. Okay. Sorry, I'm trying to look in Rashi over here. I don't really see it. Hamatimos, right? Yeah. She says sheashkiven zuatzel zu kamo teumim. Seems to be that you have one on top of the other, but I'm not sure why that would be different. Okay, but either way, let's see. Let's say they're really... Okay, let's go with that shot. That they're really... Yeah, I think that... Okay, that must be it. That they're really, really thin. Because you'll see the Hemshech of the Gemara, you put two korahs, one on top of the other. And lo bazook de l'kabal ariach, lo bazook de l'kabal ariach, and neither of them could hold a brick by themselves. But in mikablos ariach l'rochvo, if you can hold a brick... They can hold the brick together... because they're one tefach wide, in tzarech lahavi korah cheres, you don't need to bring another korah. V'im lav, but if not, so then, tzarech lahavi korah cheres, then you need to bring another one. Okay, that meaning it's no good. Rav Shimon Gamliel omer, im mekabelas ariach l'arko shlosha, if it will be able, if it's three tzvachim, that it can be mekabel the ariach, the brick, in tzarech lahavi korah cheres, v'im lav, tzarech lahavi korah cheres, or even if it's less than a tavach, meaning if it's able to hold the length of a half of a brick, which is three tzvachim. So then, you know, you can put it the other way, meaning not with the direction of the korah, but the opposite direction, perpendicular. So then, if it's able to support it, then it's fine. If it's not, then you need another one. Hayu achas lamala v'achas lamata. If you had one below and one above, one above and one below, meaning one on top of the other, the maisa, the pshat is that they one is on top of the wall and one is below the wall, but if it was higher, it would line up in a scenario where there's enough space where it would be kosher, meaning if they were literally next to each other, like we just described, so it would be fine, except that one is like much lower. So Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rowan, Esayliona kilu hilamata, Esatachtona kilu hilamala. Meaning we view it as if it's fine. We view it as if they are even and that the koda is fine. As long as it is not higher than 20 amos, right, that the high one is not higher than 20 amos, and that the low one is not under 10 tvachim, right, because that's the minimum shurim. That's the boundaries of a korah. So they have to be within the space, but if they are, so then we view as if they line up. Amar Abaye says, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Sover lo kevua b'chada, poligala b'chada. Rabbi Yossi, right, is Rabbi Yehuda's son, so he disagrees, where he agrees with his father in one and disagrees with his father by another. As Sover lo kevua b'chada d'islei rowin, he holds of the concept of rowin, that we, you know, we view it as if it is lined up. Right, and he has the machlokas in terms of the famous shita, which we started with in the beginning of the Gemara of the Masechta. Rabbi Yehuda savar l'malam esrim, and Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda savar b'soch esrim in l'malam esrim lo. Then Rabbi Yehuda holds right that korah is good even over 20 amos, and his son Rabbi Yosi does not. Okay, fine. Rabbi Yossi, the Mishnah had said, Rabbi Yossi, Omer Rochva, Af Al Pish Einol Bria. Right, Rabbi Yehuda had said that you do not need the korah actually to be strong enough to support the brick. So Masnele, Rabbi Yehuda, Lachia Bar Rav, Kameh the Rav. Rochva Af Al Pish Einol Bria. Right, so Rabbi Yehuda taught in front of Rav that it can, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it can be wide even though it's not healthy enough, even though it's not strong enough. Namrele, Asne Rochva Ubria. No, Rav said no. Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that is. It needs to be both. It needs to be that wide and that strong. Hamar Rabbi Lai Amarav. Ah, but didn't Rabbi Lai say in the name of Rav? Rechava Arba Avol Pishen Obriya, that it can be four tefachim wide, even though it's not strong enough. So Rechava Arba Shiny. So he says no. That four tefachim wide is different. That works even though it's not strong enough, because that already you can notice for sure. Okay, and that's, I guess, also gives some sort of permanence to the korah. Okay. Haizah shalkash, let's say the korah was made out of straw. So the Gemara says, my kamash malan, what is this teaching me? Right? Damrin on rowan, that we tell me that we view the straw as if it's metal. So I know, ach, that's what we just taught. Right? That's what we just said, that it only needs to be, right? Doesn't need to be as strong enough to hold the korah. Right? Again, if assuming the original understanding of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda's whole shita is that even though it's not strong enough, we view it as if it's strong enough. So why do you need to tell me that we view this straw as if it's metal? Well, yeah, that's exactly the same thing. So Gemara says, you might have said that the strength, you have to stay within the type, meaning if it's straw, so you can't turn it into metal. That you can only say if the wood would hold, if the wood is weaker, but real wood, solid wood would hold a brick. But we don't say that we view it as two different types of materials. So Kamash Malan, so Rabbi Yehuda teaches us that you can even say that the straw can be viewed as if it's metal. Akumen Rona, so Kilu Pshuta, we a bent one, we view it as if it's straight. So also Pshuta, same question. So Kamash Malan, Gid Rabbi Zera. So we learn like Rabbi Zera, the Amar Rabbi Zera, he besochama voi vakmu misa. Let's say you have a korah that has a bend in the middle, and the korah is across the top of the edge of the mavui, but the bend, like the horseshoe part of it, sticks out into Rishus Harabin. So he betoch esrim vekomeo lamalame esrim, or let's say it sticks out above 20 amos. So he lamalame esrim vekomeo lamatame asara, or below 10 amos. So what, or below 10 tefachim, meaning you have the horseshoe, the bend Right, you have a straight kora, and in the middle is like a horseshoe in the middle, and then part of it bends outside of either the mavoi or the rishus or the size of that that is mutter, right, above 20 or below 10, etc. So what do? We say rowan. We say we view the kora like this. Kol she'ilu yinata lagumeha uve'ein bein zela zeshlosha. If there's three tfachim between the horseshoe bend part and the straight part, then it's fine. If you laugh, but if not, then it is a problem, and you need a new kora. Hanami pshita, the Gemara's eye is also obvious, right? Again, we have, if it's within three tfachim, so we say lava, and we view, even though it bends out, it horseshoes out, right, it's still considered part of the straight kora because it's lava. As Gemara says, you need it for the case where the horseshoe stretches into Rishus HaRabim. Because Ma'adatema, you might have thought, because people will think, oh, that's the Korah. You can carry up until, you know, wherever the Korah is. The Korah extends a little bit. Okay, over here, maybe I can stand in the Rishus HaRabim underneath the horseshoe area. Look, and you look straight up and you see the Korah, but really you're in Rishus HaRabim. So Kamash Balan, therefore, it teaches us that we're not concerned that someone might actually do that. Okay. Agulu ro no sakilu hi merubas. We view if it's round, right? We view as if it is square. So hasul amali, again, you don't need this. Again, we keep on saying that rowan, the concept of rowan, that we view it as if it's legitimate, halachically. So Gemara says, no, seifat zrichale, this is where we come to the math. The end of the Mishnah is what we need, because kol sheyesh b'kefer shloshet tefachim yesh ba rachav. When we learn that anything that has a circumference of three tefachim, so then the diameter is a tefach. So the Gemara says, "Minani mili." How do you know this is true? So the Rishonim immediately say, "What do you mean? How do you know this is true? Just measure it. Right? You have circles in the world, so go measure it, and you will see that there's a 3:1 or 3.14:1 ratio. So what's the deal? How does that work?" So why would you ask Minani Mili? Where do you know? So if I'm not mistaken, it's not Tosos here, but maybe Tosos Harash, I forget already. One of the Rishonim says that we're asking, how do you know that you can use 3:1 instead of 3.14:1? Meaning the Chachamim were smart. They weren't messing around. They knew their math. They knew their stuff. And they realized that it's not really 3:1. That's inappropriate. How do you know you can use a 3:1 ratio to calculate halachic realities instead of using a more precise math? Okay, so that's the question of the Gemara. So that's what we're going to prove from Yam Shel Shlomo, the pool that Shlomo built in Yerushalayim. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan. The pasuk says by the Yam Shel Shlomo, Vayas is a Yam Mutzak. Eser ba'ama misvaso ad svaso agul saviv v'chamesh ba'ama komaso v'kav shlushim ba'ama yesov oso saviv. So let's just break it down a little bit. He made a pool of metal. It was 10 amos rim to rim. Ego circular. Chamesh ama komaso, 5 amas high. That's so you couldn't stand in it, yeah. V'kav shlushim ba'ama yesov oso saviv. And you had 30 amos all around. Well, if it was 30 amos all around, and 10 amos from side to side, well, there you go, that's 3:1, that's the measurement that we are using. So Gemara says, Vayikasva. So what about the thickness of the rim, right, the thickness of the thing that goes around the pool, right, so obviously if you have a big pool like that, you're going to have a pretty big rim. So Amrav Papa, Svaso, Svas Perach Shoshan Ksivbe. The Pasuk says, it was as thin as a flower. Dichtiv of Yo Tefach, it was a Tefach thick, which was so kmasay svas kos perach shoshan, and it was as thin as a flower. Alpayim bas yochil, and it could hold 2,000 bas. And we'll come back to that in a second. Ay vayikamashu, but what about the little tiny? It's got to be something, some sort of point at the, from rim to rim. So Kama says, yeah, okay. Would you probably figure kikah chashiv miga vayikah chashiv? No, the calculations here are from the inside. From wherever, it could have been however thick you want, but we're calculating inner space. Okay, so Tanya Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya taught like this: Yam she'asa Shlomo hayamachzik 150 mikveh tara. This pool that Shlomo made could hold 150 mikvahs. Now, here we go with the math. Mechti, let's see. Mikveh kamahavi, how much is a mikveh? Arboim sa, 40 sa. Kidatanya, like we learned in a braisa, verachatz es bisaro, or verachatz, bamayim v'taher. Okay, so that means b'mei mikveh, right, in the mikveh. Kol bisaro mayim shekol gufo olin bahem, and his entire body means that you need the entire body to go into the water. V'kamehin, how much is that? Ama al ama barum shalosh amos. One by three, meaning 3 cubic amos. V'shiro chachamim me mikveh barim b'olim sa'ah. Chazok chachamim figured out that that is 40 sa'ah of water. V'kamah havalu, and how much was in the pool? Right, again, if it was, if you remember, it was 10 by 10 by 10 by 5. 10 across, right? We said it was 10 across, it was a circle, so it was 10 across and 5 deep. So that's 10 lengthwise, 10 widthwise, and 5 deep. So how much is that? That's chamesh mea garmide. That's 500, again, cubic amos. The tlas mea, for, again, and if a mikvah is 3 cubic amos, this pool was 500 cubic amos. So let's do the math. The tlas mea for 300. What's 3 to 1 from 300? That's 100. So you can get 100 mikvos from the first 300 cubic amos of the pool. And how much more do you need to get to 150? Well, you only need right? You only need another 150 cubic amos to get to 50 mikvos. Again, they're going in a 3 to 1 ratio. Again, because a pool is 3 cubic amos. So therefore, barba mea v'chamshin sagi. So that means you're short in your numbers. Meaning, if it had, you only need 450 cubic amos, you're telling me that the pool was 500 cubic amos. So why would you say that the pool could hold 150 mikvos? Could clearly hold a little bit more. So Gemara says, hanimili, all these calculations are good. Beribua, that's if the pool was a square. But as the pasuk said, feirish yamshel shasel shlomo agul haya. Right, it was a circle. So, okay, now let's dive into the calculations again. Michti, let's see. Kama ruba yasar ala igul. How much more is a square than a circle? So, I don't know where you get this from. I guess the calculations or whatever. There are some calculations in the art school that I didn't understand. Probably would have understood it in high school when I was doing algebra and whatnot. But, I don't know. But either way, the Gemara says, revia, a fourth. Meaning, when you take a square and you draw a circle inside of it, you lose a fourth of the square. Okay, so if you have, for example, if you have 4, then it turns goes down to 3. Yeah, it's a 4-to-3 ratio. Okay, so therefore, let's do the calculations again. You got 500. What's it called? You got 500 cubic amos, and you, each mikvah is 3 cubic amos. So la arba mea. So from 400 cubic amos, again going on a 4-to-3 ratio. So then that's a 400 amos in the square, meaning 300 amos in the circle, and therefore 3 to 1, you get mea, you get 100 mikvos. Lamea esrim mechamisha, from 125, from 100, from the remaining 100, right, because we started with 400, if there's 100 square amos in the square, so now if you go down to the circle, that's 4-to-3 ratio, you go down to 75 cubic amos. How many mikvos is that? 3 to 1? That's 25 mikvos. So that's too little. That's 125 mikvos. So where in the world did you get 150? If it's a square and it's 500, well, everybody agrees it was 500 cubic amos. But if it's a square, so then it should be more than 150 mikvos. If it's a circle, it's less than 150 mikvos. So Tani Rami Bar Yecheskel, excuse me, Tani Rami Bar Yecheskel, Yam Sha'asa Shlomo, Shlosh Amos Tachtonios Merubos, the three lower amos were shaped like a square, Ushtaim Elyonos Agulos, and the top were circular. So now the math again, if the bottom three amos were square, so then you have the full 300 cubic amos, so then you get 100 mikvos. If the top was circular, this is what's, when you're going to a 4-to-3 ratio, so if you have 200 cubic amos, right, a circle means that you really only have 150 cubic amos, and 3-to-1 ratio, then you get 50 more mikvos, so 100 underneath, 50 on the top, so that gets you 150 mikvos. Gemara says, "Need the ibchal amazis amris disfaso egoksiv." So where did you get 3 and 2? Well, I get it that you can't say that the top was square and the bottom was circular because the svas eagle, right, it says that the lip was circular. Ela imachada, why don't you say 4 to 1? Meaning, that's fancy math, but you're only fitting that in after the fact. Maybe it was 4 to 1, and therefore your math doesn't work. Gemara says, no, don't think that. Because the pasuk says, alpayim bas yochil. Because it was another measurement, it was 2,000 bas. Bas kamahavi, how much is a bas? Shalos son, 3 saw. Techtiv meiser habas minakor, that the meiser of a bas, the bas is meiser from a kor. How much is a tenth of a kor? The kor is 30 saw, so a bas is 3 saw. So the havelu shisa alfe grive. So 2,000 bas, if each bas is 3 saw, that gets you 6,000 saw, and that, if you do the math, right, is 150 mikvahs, right, because a mikvah is 40 saw, 6,000 divided by 40 gets you 150, and so therefore you know for sure that there are 150 mikvahs, and that's how the math works out. Ivak, see if the pasuk says machzik batim shloshas alafim. Maybe it means that it really had 3,000 bas, right? Not 2,000 bas. So Gemara says ahu lagudsha. That's only if you would put non-liquid items like solids in the pool and you piled it on, you heaped it up, and you had some overflow from, let's say, I don't know, grain or sand or whatever. You can imagine, right, a triangle or an overflow from this produce or whatever you put in the pool, so that would hold 3,000 bas, but the water, it was only 2,000 bas. Rabbi says, Shmamina, hai gutsha tilsahave. That's how you learn that gutsha, anything that you pile above the rim of a container, is a third. It's going to be a third because, again, we went from 2,000 to 3,000, right? The pile on the extra is 1/3. Utsnan nami, we also learned in the Mishnah, shida tevo migdalis, we had earlier, not in the Masechta, in the Masechta Shabbos. Shida teva of a migdal, if you have, shida is a, forget, a teva is a box, a migdal is a closet. Shida, I think, is like a buggy or a carriage or something. Kaveres akasha, kaveres akanim, or if you had a basket made out of straw or reeds, ubor svina alexandris, or you had the cistern. Bore is a pit, but here on a boat there are no pits, right? You have a cistern for water. So afal pi sheyesh lahem shulaim, even if they have rims, v'hemachzikos arbaim sa balach, and they can hold 40 sa shein kuraim b'yavesh, which is 2 core of dry stuff. 2 core is 60 sa. So if they can hold 40 sa wet, then they can have 60 sa dry. So these items, as said the Mishnah, are tahor because they are too big. They're not mekabel toma. They're not considered. They're not able to be carried when they are full. Therefore, they're not going to be a kli. They're not going to be mekabel toma. But either way, you see the math goes from 40 to 60. So you see again that the 1/3 is what will rise above the lip. Okay. Whew. New Mishnah. Let's do a little bit, and then we'll go by. We'll leave tomorrow's daf. Alright, let's see how far we can go. Lechayayim she'amru, the lechis that we talked about. So what's the define a lechi? So govin asar tvachim, they need to be at least asar tvachim tall. Well, that's 10 tvachim tall. Varachban be'ovian kol shub, and they can be any amount wide, any thickness. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Rachman, Shlosha tvachim. Rabbi Yossi says they have to be at least 3 tvachim wide. Okay. Gemara says, Lechayayim she'amru, the lechis that we talked about, Lema tnan stomach Rabbi Elazar. Right, what did the Mishnah say? L'chayayim, the 2 lechis that you need. That seems to be Rabbi Elazar Shita, who says that you need 2 lechis. So Gemara says, lo, my l'chayayim, l'chayayim da'alma. No, so the Gemara says, what you might have figured out, that doesn't mean that you need 2, but just means lechis in general need to be, and et cetera, the definition. So yachi koranami is nikoros. So well, okay, so but the last mission we read started with koro. Why didn't it say koros? Umay koros koro da alma. I mean, it could have just said koros in general, meaning you don't need 2, but it could be just talking about in general koros. So Hachi Kamer, this is what I meant to say. Osin lechayayin shenechleku behen Rabbi Elazar v'chachamim. Right, these lechis that the Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim argued about, govan asar tvachim v'rochvan v'ovian kol shu. It could be 10 tvachim tall and any amount wide. V'kama kol shu, and how much is a kol shu? So tani Rabbi Chia, feel like a chud asarval. Right, even like a string. Right, even like this string. As thin as a string. And then Taka, you know, we do see, not that this is an example of a lechi, but we do see that we use strings in Erevin all the time. And okay, that's probably not relevant whatsoever, but we do see that a lechi can be even as wide as a string. Taka learned the Raisa, also lechi lechetzi mavui. Let's say you meet a lechi, not at the end of the mavui, but in the middle. So Gemara says, ein lo elechetzi mavui. So you only are allowed to carry in the half of the mavui that you put it in. So pshita, obviously. You don't need to teach me that. Ella ema yeshlo chetzi mavui. No, to teach me that he does have the half of the mavui that, I mean, not that ein lo ella, don't say that in the negative, that he only has the half of mavui. Say that he does get the half mavui. This is the Gemara says, anami pshita. That's obvious. That's also obvious. It's the same thing. So, you might have thought, no, we have to tell you in the affirmative because you might have thought that you're not allowed to use the entire mavui, lest you come to carry in the part that doesn't have the eruv, the part that's behind the lechi. So, therefore, it comes to teach me, right, it says, yesh lo chetzi mavui, you do actually do get the part of the mavui that you closed off. Amar Avarava says, asa lechi l'mavui v'yigia min akarka shlosha. If you, let's say you made a lechi and you made it 3 tvachim off the ground, oshe fligu min hakotel shlosha, or you distance it 3 tvachim away from the kotel, lo asav lo klum, you haven't done anything, that's no good. Afilu Rishim Gamliel, even according to Rishim Gamliel, damar amrin lavud, right, who says you can apply lavud, so animili lamala, that's only up. Have a lamata, but down, I came to have you mechitza, shagdiyim bokenbo, lo ka'amar. Since the Gideon can walk through it, again, this idea that if something can break through what you're trying to set up halachically, so then it's not legitimately a halachic mechitza or whatever you're trying to do. Okay, a little bit further. Rabbi Yossi Amar Rachman Gimel Tvachim, they can be 3 Tvachim wide, or meaning needs to be 3 Tvachim wide, rather. The lechi needs to be 3 Tvachim wide. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Ein Halach Rabbi Yossi. Right, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi, lo behilmi, v'lo belechayayim. Right, it's not by halechi, and not by hilmi. What is that? I'm blanking. Totally blanking. What is hilmi? Okay, sorry. So hilmi is a case where you are preparing something on Shabbos. You're pickling, what's it called? You're pickling vegetables. Just trying to find it, then it came popped into my head, but now I'm trying to find it in Rashi. Yeah, if you look at Rashi Hilmi, it's next to the diagram there. Masechta Shabbos is Perek Shmona Shratzim. Oh, okay, it doesn't actually explain it. But over there, I'm trying to think now. Rabbi Yossi, right? Rabbi Yossi says, yeah. Sorry. Okay, it's a machlokas about preparing some sort of pickled dip or some sort of pickled dish like salatim that you would put to dip either challah or other food or whatever. Chazal said the Chachamim said it's mutter to make a small amount, and Rabbi Yossi says you're not allowed to even make a small amount of this dip because people will think that you're allowed to do things in small quantities, like other malachas that are obviously totally usher. You might, if I'm not mistaken, he says that that's the reason, because we don't want you to think that, you know, making a small fire is mutter, a big fire is usher. So that's the halacha. So Shmuel says over here, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi by that case or by our case of alechi, meaning you can make alechi as wide as you want or as thin as you want. Amalei Ravuna bar Chinna v'Hilmi amartlan v'chalayim lo amartlan. Right, you said that the halacha is not like him by Hilmi, but you didn't say anything about the lechis. So Gemara says, "Ma'ishna behilmi the pligi rabbana leah." So he says, "One second, what's the difference? By hilmi the rabbana, by the case of this brine, this dip, the rabbana argue on him. By lechayim nami pligi rabbana leah. The chachamim also argue on you by alechi. So why didn't you tell me that the alecha? Why it should be the same thing? You have a machlokas between the rabbana and Rabbi Yossi, alecha karabim. No, so by the case of Alechi, so Rabbi Yossi has help. He has Rabbi. Rabbi holds also that Alechi needs to be at least three tzrachim. Therefore, he didn't say that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi because, you know, again, he has some backup. Rav Rachumi Masni Halchi. Rav Rachumi taught it like this. Amar Rav Yehuda Berei Derav Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei Derav Ein Alach Rav Yossi Lo Behimli Lo Bechala Volo Bechayayim. Right, Allah is not like Rabbi Yossi in either case. Amalei Amarta, he said, did you tell us this? Amalehu, lo. He said, no. So Amar Rav, Rav said back to him, Elokim, Rabbanu Shalom, Amar Rav Gamrin Alamine. Right, you said it, and that's what I learned. I learned it from you. So my time of Kahadar, we assume that he didn't forget. We assume that he took it back. So why did Rav take it back? Mishund Rabbi Yossi Nimuke and Nimuko Imo, because Rabbi Yossi, as Rashi says over here, Taime Riosa, Riosa, may be lo b'kol makom. The Gemara in Gittin says that Rabbi Yossi always has his logic. He always has his reasons. It always makes sense. And that was the shvacho, that was his praise. So therefore, that's why Rav took it back, because Mistama Rabbi Yossi, he had some sort of reason to say what he said. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll say again, the Gemara will continue a little bit with this, but we'll go weiter in the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.